I'm LaVon.
I'm Miss Nini. LaVon, look at all of these books we have sitting in front of us today as we're recording.
And we didn't bring but just a few out of our big library of cookbooks. I bet there's nobody else that has as many cookbooks as we do.
I don't know. I have actually two drawers in my kitchen that they're roll-out drawers, thank goodness, so I don't have to bend in and pull out some of my favorite ones. But I also have them stacked in the closet.
I was actually kidding when I said that, because I know people who say, oh, I don't need another cookbook. I have stacks of cookbooks. But they buy another cookbook because they read them like novels.
Well, yes. And the neat thing about that I find, too, is if we travel somewhere, it's so much easier to take a cookbook because I really don't have to necessarily focus on the recipe or the picture. I can just get ideas, especially if my traveling companions are talking or the radio's on. I really have to be able to if I'm reading, I really have to be able to focus on something with it being very quiet. But with a cookbook in hand, I'm good to go any place. And I must admit that when the times we have gone to baseball games, Fred is really into watching a baseball.
Baseball is like watching grass grow or paint dry
sometimes. But I take cookbooks. So I'm very content going with him.
And he's probably happy to have you there, and that's okay.
Yes, I get little tutorials all the time on what's happening. And that's okay, because then I learn about that too, but I don't have to stay focused on it.
So there's lots of reasons to have cookbooks, but you know, when we're talking about how many we have, shelves of them, we still have some favorites.
I want to talk about some of my favorites. Of course, any of those cookbooks, those spiral-bound cookbooks that are put out by the Iowa State Fair, which feature the prize-winning recipes from the Iowa State Fair Food Department, they are my favorites. It's just a no-brainer.
Because you really can trust that recipe is going to turn out well.
Exactly. And I know a lot of the people whose recipes are in here. And
that's a plus for you.
Yes, it is. It kind of brings back warm, fuzzy moments with that. But another thing I like about those cookbooks is that they're spiral-bound, and they're so much easier to use in the kitchen when they will lie flat open on the counter.
And I find I even fold them back. You know, so the recipe I'm using is right there. I don't have another page over there to bother me.
But probably my ultimate favorite cookbook are those by Maida Heater. And I have written about those in my Baking Chat column in the newspaper. She is the one who really inspired me to start making more complicated dessert recipes. And the reason that I felt I could do that, she gave me the courage to do it because of all of her little mini tutorials that she posts with the recipe in the cookbook. It's as if she's right there in the kitchen with her arm on my shoulder and saying, now, sweetheart, this is how this has to be done. I've done it, and I know it works, so do it this way. And I love that. It really gives me encouragement. And I've had wonderful results baking recipes from her dessert cookbooks just because of that.
So she has more than one.
She does. I imagine I have probably four or five of them on hand. The one I brought today is called Maida Heater's Book of Great Desserts, and the reason I brought that was because that was the first one by this particular author that I ever knew about. I happened to have gone to our Atlantic Public Library, was in the cookbook section, and saw the spine of this book on the shelf, and I thought, oh, I have to learn more about this. And I did, and I vowed to myself that I want to make every recipe in this book, and I pretty much have, too.
Oh, my goodness. Now, do you know if they're still available?
I have purchased them at bookstores before in the city, and although I do not know exactly right now if they are, but as popular as they are, I would think so. Okay. She has been not just a cookbook author, but she's a pastry chef herself, and she is in her senior years, and so more than likely she's not authoring any more cookbooks, but boy, the ones she has out are awesome.
And I'm thinking you're not going to find it on the Atlantic Public Library shelf. The last time I checked, it wasn't there.
It wasn't? Oh, okay.
But a lot of times they can order them, you know, from other libraries.
Yes.
And
yes.
So if it's not there at any of the libraries you go to, I think almost every library that I know of in the area can do that ordering for you. So you can check them out and see, you know, before you go invest money in something, because I know it's not just a couple bucks, they're more expensive than that. You might want to check it out and see if it's something you really, really would like to use. So would you spell her name for us?
Yes. Her name's Maida, M-A-I-D-A. And her last name is Heater, rhymes with the word cheater. It's H-E-A-T-T-E-R. And this one I have in front of me is called Maida Heater's Book of Great Desserts. And she also has a great book of chocolate desserts. She also has one for cookies. Those are the ones that are coming to mind right now. But if you see her jolly, sweet little face and this of this gray-haired lady on the front of the cookbook, you will know. Okay. You'll be getting close.
Well, I have to tell you that I think my go-to book, it's hard to say which is a favorite, but my go-to book is still my Betty Crocker, my old 1950s Betty Crocker book. If I want to know something, I go there first. But I did find out they don't list pasta separately in the index. That's how times have changed. You have to look at macaroni, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay.
So that's
okay.
Kind of interesting. But for basic information, I don't think you can beat that. And then the other one that I want to mention is one that most people aren't going to have or be able to get, actually. It's called the Harris Family Cookbook.
Okay. So
and it's one the Harris Family kids put together as a Christmas gift. But that's a good idea for folks to do, because you can gather favorite recipes of family members, and it doesn't take much to put them together like it, you know, it used to be a big pain. I don't think it is so much now. Great idea for to pass on to kids, to have kids put together, you know, great idea to have a family cookbook.
Fred's sister did that last year in our family, and captured the recipes of his mom, and she's a tremendous baker and cook, and so it was just wonderful to have all those recipes organized in one spot. Then she also included recipes from each of our generation and each of the next generation, the younger generation too, so it was a great collection and certainly a keepsake.
Yes, and nobody else has one like it.
That's right. You know. I must talk about this cookbook that I have here. It has only a half a cover anymore, but this was Mom's. This was from the Monocan, North Dakota Methodist Church, and that cookbook was just full of recipes from that small community. And I just get warm fuzzies when I look at it and touch it and feel it, because it brings back neat memories. So those church cookbooks have some great recipes too.
And there are lots of town cookbooks. My other very used one is the Marnie cookbook. And
yes.
I think they even have a second edition. I'm not sure. But anyhow, my Marnie cookbook is one that looks a little bit used for sure.
Well, you found a good source online, didn't you, LaVon, for kids' cookbooks?
And I think that's something to, we were talking about how we want to get kids cooking, and there are kids' cookbooks. But we should use them together. And I think we need to be very critical, maybe I should say, when we look for them, because we want to choose a book that would be appropriate for the age of the child we're going to give it to. Something that's pretty easy in terms of the ingredients. You know, when a kid wants to cook, they don't want to go to the store first. They want to get going on it. So you probably want some things that are pretty easy in terms of the ingredients and in terms of the equipment. And then I especially want to mention, Miss Needy, I went online, found this resource. It's called Kids Cook Monday. If you just put that in search, Kids Cook Monday. And the idea that they're promoting is that every Monday the family would get together and kids would help cook. It might be a family cooking situation, but kids would certainly be involved. And they have a cookbook you can download with recipes probably not all of us would find very useful, because they do have unusual ingredients. But what I liked, in addition to the recipes, was there is a resource you can click on that says Why Kids Cook, and even more important perhaps, Kitchen Tasks for Different Age Groups.
That is wonderful to have that all divided out by skill level.
Yes.
Because skill level is pretty much associated with age.
So what did, you know, when you started with your granddaughter, she was three?
Yes, yes.
And things you just take for granted.
Well, I was just really, it kind of surprised me because of her ability and what she could do, even with a spatula, to level off the flour, the filled measuring cup that we'd filled with flour. I gave her that spatula and showed her how to do it, and then I wanted her to do it by herself, and she couldn't quite handle that. So we did that together. She and I held on to the end of the spatula. I held on the handle of the measuring cup, and then we leveled off that cup together. That was very tricky for her, but something she can certainly grow from in learning her skills.
So eventually you want kids to be able to cook in the kitchen, maybe when they're 12, 14, 15, but before that, it's really kind of a together thing, and that's part of what we really talk about.
That's right. That's right. And we are just hope that you are able to capture on some of the information we've given you today. Go to that website and learn more about cooking with kids. We are, again, just happy that you've joined us and hope that you will go into the kitchen and make some fun family memories.